Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody you know. That's right. Welcome to the Nobody You Know podcast. They might not be famous, but they certainly have a lot to say. Join Ash, Espy, Emmy, and Gus as they discuss everything from celebrity gossip, trends, pop culture, hit movies and TV shows, social media, and even some juicy personal life experiences and opinions. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 3 of Nobody You Know. We're super excited today, and I'm going to throw it off to Espy because she's starting us off with topic number 1.
Hello, everybody. It's nice to be back. I hope everyone's enjoying their holiday experiences with family, friends, and loved ones. So for today's episode, we're going to go straight to the chisme, straight to the gossip.
I'm glad you translated that for us.
What's the tea? Tell us. We love gossip.
Let's see where we're going to start.
All righty. So,
We're starting off strong.
Yes.
So, if you haven't heard this whole ordeal with Anthony Ramos from In the Heights, Hamilton, we all loved him. Well, loved him past tense. There you go. apparently, he allegedly cheated on his fiance not so far from their wedding day.
Probably weeks?
They say a couple weeks.
That's wow.
Nah, yeah, it's really sad. So how do we feel about that? I mean, we love the guy.
I remember watching the podcast of them in the Heights. Mm-hmm. And Lin-Manuel Miranda was saying, like, he felt like he wrote that part for him, for Anthony Ramos. Mm-hmm. Like, he played that so well. Like, he was Usnavi. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know? And, yeah. Like, to think about as Usnavi, the actual person, is so sad to feel like, you know, because it kind of kills that perfect picture that you have of that person.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think because when you said, you know, we all love him, it's like we all love the people he portrays. Right. And so it's so easy to forget that that might not be their real personality or who they really are. And cheating that close to your wedding, I mean, cheating of any kind is awful, but if you're about to walk down the aisle in a couple weeks, that's pretty bad.
You should have shame upon yourself.
Yeah.
It's sad. I'm heartbroken. I feel like everybody else is.
So who's saying that he cheated? Like, is it the woman he cheated with? Or?
Is it confirmed?
Apparently it's with a gringa, with a white girl on top of it. it's just really sad, guys.
So how did he get caught? Do we know?
We don't know.
Maybe it's lies, but
I hope it is.
It could be because when you are in the spotlight, also it becomes like anything you do becomes mm-hmm. this huge story because they want to sell, you know? Yeah. So like when you see the headline, you are like, mm-hmm. Anthony Ramos cheated. So you are like,
I need to see what it is. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So far the wedding hasn't called off though?
The reports of the breakup came soon after a TikToker posted a video about Ramos allegedly going to a strip club with a woman who was not his fiance.
Don't people go to strip clubs a lot of times for like bachelor parties?
Yeah, it could also have been.
Not that that's classy, but it happens.
Yeah, but it could also have been for a movie, you know? Because when these people are going into a new character, they go and research that pretty in depth. Like, they just know, like,
I'm sorry, but you don't have to research to go to a strip club. I mean, just go back to age 13 and I'm sure you can get into character.
I'm in love with Mr.
Yeah.
People do it.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
hey, we're trying to see the positive in this. We're hoping that it's not true, but we'll see. We'll see how that ends. We'll see what happens, right?
Yeah.
We'll see how that unfolds.
And at least cheat on someone like with a classy person, not like a stripper from some.
I don't know.
I shouldn't judge stripping. I mean, yeah.
I don't know. We Who love knows? Jasmine. We love both. So it's just hard. It's mm-hmm. just hard. Anyways.
Yeah.
On to the next thing. Let's talk about BTS. They are taking a break. They, as we all know, are on the go, 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 doing touring, always coming out with music, and so they're taking a little hiatus.
I have a question. Think?
Yes.
Are they taking, like, a break from each other or from tour?
Yes, I had the same question. Are they taking a break because they are going to break out as a group?
Yeah, because...
But I don't think so, because I think their record label or their contract is, like, for 10 years or something like that.
Wow.
It's something
that's
insane. Yeah. It's like literally they are slaves.
It's a rest for after their upcoming shows. It's a rest.
For their 2022 tour worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was just looking up how much they were worth. I looked it up the other day and I forgot. They're worth way more than I thought. I mean,
I knew
they were worth a lot of money. Because I was like, how do you split that much money that many ways? Even if you're making like $10 million, that's not that much when you split it, what, 7 ways?
I think there are more, no?
They're like...
How many of them?
Okay, but just you guys tell me, take a guess. How much do you think that they're worth?
Individually?
No, as like a net worth, the whole
as a group,
of them.
As a group.
Just throw out a guess.
I go 300 million.
Down.
Down?
Oh, less than that?
Uh-huh.
Close. I was going to say the same.
They're worth right now, as of October 21, so $100 million estimated.
I mean, that's pretty good.
That's not bad. That's not,
because
that's
they
not
also bad. Haven't been that big, like, worldwide, you know? Like, they are pretty big right now, but, like, it's not like they've been worldwide for 20 years. You
oh,
know
right.
what I mean?
No,
like,
no,
it's
right,
been,
right,
like,
right.
a year and a half.
It's been, like, 2 years. Yeah.
So, I mean, pretty good for them. But right now, also, the sales and everything on social media grow exponentially. So, like, these people, for example... Mariah Carey, who's probably huge, hasn't made that much money compared to the people who are now in the social media era, because there is so much monetization that they can do in the different types of things.
I don't know if I would use her as an
no,
example.
No. I know.
Just because she has, like, perfume and all
yes,
sorts of other
but
things.
Yes, what I mean is, like, she was in the era where you have Spotify, Instagram, things you know, like, where you can just... She was, like, literally the label with the team. You know, but it's the difference.
Yeah.
Like right now, if she was up, she will be probably...
Well, I think that's why it's always important to give props to those people in the past
who
made that much money without the social media and all the other things.
Because
then their achievements are just, like, that much more insane.
Yes. Yeah. Right, I mean, right now you have artists that have one song out and they're already worth $2 million and just have half a hit, not even a hit in the whole... And you are like, how is these people making that much money with half a hit?
But
that reminds me, you have TikTokers coming out with songs
with
on TikTok.
Songs.
Oh, and it's like, boom, from one day to the next, they're like huge. And it's, and it goes to show how powerful social media truly is. I mean, back then, it was hard to get noticed. It was hard to get that label record deal. Like, nowadays, if it's a hit, it's a hit. And if it blows up, you're going to get noticed.
Yeah.
Like, wow, what
but
a
that's
difference.
Also, that's also a good thing, you know, because we get the thing that we can actually find new artists, new... potential great people
they
will have never been discovered otherwise but at the same time we also get a lot of random people that doesn't deserve the spotlight, and that's something that is so hard, because sometimes you see those huge people in the top and then you see somebody, let's say around here in town or whatever, and you see the person so talented with great music like a full artist, and then you see somebody in the top and you're like, yeah, this guy cannot even hold the note.
Right.
So now going a little bit back in time, how much do you think Mariah Carey is worth?
That one's good. Let me. 250.
No,
up?
Gotta go
higher?
We got to go up. It's MC.
She's worth $320 million.
Good for her.
And so that is a lot of money considering, like,
that's
other
what I mean.
Than...
Like, imagine if she was doing it right now.
She'd probably
would
be worth, like over 500 probably.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Insane.
I mean, she's still releasing songs every now and then. But
of course. Of
yeah,
course.
That's insane.
That's insane. That is a shit ton of money.
Yeah, it
good
is.
For her.
It's
crazy.
Good for her, you know?
Yeah.
That's insane. That is crazy. That is, speaking of singers, congratulations to Rihanna on her new title in Barbados, her home country, for Right of Excellence that she was given not too long ago. So congratulations on that, Rihanna. I mean,
good for her
success for Betty and Savage and all that stuff. even more to her. She's just a boss.
The billionaire.
She's bossy.
She does
the billionaire.
She's a billionaire. Well, mm-hmm. billionaires make billionaires. Didn't Jay-Z like help her out there? He found her, right?
I think it was Jay-Z, right?
Yeah, he. I'm pretty sure he like is her mm-hmm. record producer or
yeah,
was.
But
or
she
whatever.
Made she made her money with the companies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but like he yeah, made yeah, her yeah. famous.
True, because Umbrella, he's in it, right?
So yeah.
That was like
yeah. He yeah. found her.
Right.
And
right.
didn't he also find freaking Kanye West too?
I don't know.
I think he yeah, did maybe. Kanye and Rihanna and I mean, someone else, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is the yeah. same time. So.
Same
yeah.
Billionaires making billionaires.
Yeah.
There you go.
Billionaires making baby billionaires.
It's what they say, yeah. you know? Like
yeah.
You are who you hang out, you know? Like, how do you say that? Like
You are who you are hang out with.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. Yes.
Like
your friends say a lot about you, right?
Yes. I mean, mm-hmm. I was reading something a couple of days ago. I think it was a quote. It was saying something like, if you have five friends that are millionaires, you're probably going to be the sixth one. Yeah. If you have five friends that are super into books, you probably are going to be the sixth one.
Right.
If you have five friends that are stupid, you're going to yeah. be the sixth one.
I mean, a prime example was I was driving down the street the other day and I saw like one homeless guy with another homeless guy and they were both just like tweaking out, having this crazy conversation on a whole nother level. But they were like making sense to each other, and yeah. I was like, you know what? Like, they're just vibing right now. Like, and I was like, how do these two people find each other? But it's just like, you are who you hang out with. I mean,
it does say a lot about you. It really does.
It does. Fully.
On our next segment, we have a little game.
Okay.
Guys.
Let's
little
do
game
it.
Time. All
right. What is the game?
It's a holiday theme game.
This or that.
You can play with us.
Mm. Take it away. Yeah.
What you listen to.
Right. So the first one, a real tree or a fake tree?
For me, it's a fake tree.
Fake
just
tree?
Because I don't like cutting the trees. I don't know. I feel. I mean, I never grew up with a real tree, so I think that's what also I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I don't love the thing of cutting the trees. I know they make them. I know they're. I know it's a full process, but
right.
fake.
I mean, I'm definitely a real tree, but I feel bad because I feel like I should feel bad.
Yeah.
And I guess I do feel a little bad, but I also feel like they plant one for
right.
the one they take
right.
down. I think my feelings have changed about a little bit in the last couple of years just with all the fires happening all over the world and
yeah.
just all the trees going away, being
true.
Burned down. So I think, I mean, at the end of the day, my heart is always going to love a real tree. And I think when you do grow up with it, it's such a special experience. Like doing
tradition.
It with your family, it's a tradition.
Yeah.
You know, usually you'll go and get it with someone
yeah,
like
exactly.
in your family, and it's
exactly.
this big process. And we always bought our tree from this little church group. And it was like, I don't know if it was like Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or something, but it was like somehow affiliated. And so it felt like it was for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
And like all the little kids were working there and like they would help you pick out your tree. And then it always smells so good. And then you put like sugar in the water to keep
yes!
the tree like fresh.
Yes!
And so I think it's just like an experience like that I loved growing up. But yeah.
Growing up, we always had a real tree.
We did. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I love the smell of fresh
pine. Mm-hmm.
I think
it smells so good.
It just reminds me of Christmas scents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, reminds you of certain things. Pine, Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I that's where my heart is. I can't.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I can't blame you.
Alright.
What's the next this or that?
Our next one is gift giving or gift receiving.
Ooh, that's a good one. Don't get me wrong. I love both. Like, I love receiving gifts, but at the same time, gift giving, that's my favorite. I love
yes.
it. I think I get more excited. I'm like, open it already, open it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love gift giving. I think that's my favorite. I think
mm-hmm.
it's my
favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love gift giving so much. Like, it always makes me wish I had so much more money because, like, I just love
right.
to give gifts. But, like, I don't always feel like I need to have a lot of money to make a great gift, but... I'm sure everyone watching this is like, you guys lie, you like to give. But I'm serious, like, it really, like, excites me
it
to
is.
Give
it
gifts.
Is.
Like,
it
I
is.
Like it so much.
I love a gift that has a lot of thought behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that person really knows you, and they put a lot of time into it. You can like very meaningful, like you can tell.
I think I am too. I love more to give than to receive.
Yeah.
I mean, as you can tell, like, I never really, unless it's something extremely expensive. But the rest, I'm like, no, like, I don't really enjoy. I enjoy giving it.
He'll just give gifts sometimes just for no reason, which is so sweet and thoughtful. I'm like psycho with gift giving in the sense that like someone will say something to me in June. They'll be like, oh, this one time I went to this one place and I had a cookie and it had rainbow chocolate chips in it or something. You know, I'm just totally making something up right now. But I'll like literally mentally store it in my brain and then I'll be like waiting for the moment that I can like find that and like make it happen for them.
Yeah, some people pay attention to what you're saying. That is double points for sure. You say something months ago and they remember.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
What's the next? All right.
The next one is eggnog or hot cocoa.
I don't know what any of those are.
What?
He doesn't know what any of those are.
Or hot cocoa. You really don't know eggnog or hot cocoa?
He knows.
Eggnog.
You like hot chocolate? It's a hot chocolate.
A hot chocolate.
So hot. Speaking of hot chocolate, I'm like, oh my god, I'm having a hot flash, everyone. You definitely are hot chocolate.
Yeah,
right?
Hot chocolate. I don't think I like eggnog. I don't even know.
I made you try it one time, and you were like, no.
Okay, so no.
Yeah, no, I don't even
think you tried it. You were looked at it and you're like, no. I guess I'm the only one. I love eggnog, but I like it with like a little brandy or rum in it.
Okay,
and like that's the only time I have it is the holidays. And you really can't drink a lot of it. It's so rich.
Right.
But yeah, if you put a little brandy in there, it's pretty good.
Our last one is ugly Christmas sweaters or matching PJs.
Ugly Christmas sweaters.
That's so cute.
Just dang.
I love the Christmas sweaters. Because, you know, like, I have no idea those things existed until I came here. And then with Ash, we found one that we have a reindeer and, like, it's driving.
It straight lights up. It, like...
Next episode, I'm going to wear that.
I was just going to say you have to
please
do. Do you think it still lights up? I hope it still works.
No, I took the lights out because we needed to wash it.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
But but do you still have the lights?
I don't know where I put them. We'll find them. We'll find them.
Oh my gosh. I'm definitely an ugly Christmas sweater person for sure.
Oh, I mean, honestly, I'm really bad at this game. I'm like, I like both.
No, I like both, but this year, matching pajamas, because we have matching pajamas.
This year, without matching pajamas.
Only this year.
Yeah, that's cute. We did. First time ever. So I'm leaning towards the pajamas this year, for sure.
There's definitely some really funny sweaters. I was looking to buy one though, and they're all so inappropriate. Like, they're all so
really?
Lately. Yeah. I was like, I can't wear this to my family Christmas dinner. It's like something like, what was the one I told you? They're so bad. Like,
there were so many. Oh, there were one with the elf.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can come and touch my elf. I don't know.
Yeah. And then it was like this fake elf, but it was like down there. It was so bad.
Like, and it's store like or like Amazon.
It was like on Amazon, okay. Or I just was looking online because I wanted to get us both something. But I literally couldn't find anything that wasn't dirty. Like, there was even one that said like snowballs coming your way or something, and it was like so bad.
Yes. Like, expect you to go to a family dinner wearing that, like
And then it was like there was one that was like you're my favorite ho 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 or something. Yeah. It's so bad. I was like, all right.
Okay.
Moving on.
I mean, the one with the reindeers as the teeth, too.
Oh, it's so bad.
It was. I mean, some of them are pretty funny for, like, you know, like a night.
Yeah.
But not for your family.
Yeah, totally not.
You know?
There was one funny one I saw that was the three wise men on the camels or whatever. And it said, it was like regulators. Like, you know that song? I was like, that's actually pretty funny.
Some of them are pretty funny.
Yeah.
How funny. What was that story that you had? fact for us, Ash, about...
Oh, Ash has a random fact.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we always like to do our weird news of the week or the month or whatever.
Right.
And so going back to Mariah Carey again, because, you know, for me, that's actually honestly one of my favorite Christmas songs is the Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Hands down.
It's a classic. So, if you don't like it...
Jordan. Apparently, there's a bar in Texas.
Which state in Texas? Or like
let me see if it actually says. I think it just says Texas bar.
Which county?
I think they didn't name the bar. It just says, National Review critic Kyle Smith posted a photo of a sign from a Texas bar that feels pretty strongly about Mariah Carey's song. Basically, it says in all caps, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You will be skipped if played before December 1st. After December 1st, the song is only allowed one time.
Per day?
A night.
A night.
Oh. Nala just pulled out my thing. Sorry, Nala. My dog pulled out the mic cord. Anyways, this is hilarious, though, is that Mariah Carey actually saw this post, I guess, and she went on Twitter, and she felt compelled to reply. She posted a photo of herself dressed in battle armor. It's pretty cool. I don't know if we can, like, somehow show the photo.
We can probably try to find it, but you have to watch it on YouTube.
She's dressed in battle armor holding a sword from the 2015 ad that she shot for the mobile video game Game of War. Didn't even know she did that. That's hilarious. And it says, where can I, wait, what does she say in the photo? It says, is this a war on Christmas I've heard about? I don't know. I don't know. Wait, is that what it says? Really?
I guess she's just trying to be like, you know, like, why are you trying to fight Christmas? You know?
Yeah. Don't be a Grinch.
I don't know. I just think that's so funny, though.
That is
so
hilarious.
Yeah, and it's funny that she responded to it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty interesting to be like, you know, like you ban my son once a night.
Right? Right?
Come on.
So, anyways, that's funny. But, you know, they got her attention. I don't know if they wanted her attention, but...
I mean, yeah, I feel like it could be a great story. I could be like, you know, my bar banned Mariah Carey. Like,
yes.
That is awesome. But, you know another random thing? December 7th in Colombia is the day of the candle. So everybody goes outside and light up a little candle. So like they will put it in little, how do you say, faroles. It's kind of like, I don't know, like little vases, and you can decorate them however you want. So like you could have a church, or you can have just a little... It's pretty fun, and it's pretty... a good tradition. Now that we're thinking about traditions for Christmas too,
yeah,
it just came into my brain. I don't know why. I guess it's because tomorrow is December 7th, but this is... No, I'm lying. Which day we post the podcast?
Friday.
Today is Friday.
Friday, December 10th.
December 10th. Today is December 10th. So this happened 3 days ago.
So I have a question about that. How do they make sure that stuff like doesn't burn down?
Usually it's outside, so you will put it outside of your house, like in the little yard or something. Usually
the
yard,
like the actual artifact that's in.
Because I feel like if you did that in the United States, we would have in the next like million acre forest fire.
People do it also in like a in wood. Mm-hmm. So you just put the candles in the wood. Also the base where they are in is pretty big.
Okay.
So like it could be at least two hands, you know, and then the candle is in the middle. So it's pretty strong. Like you barely have somebody.
And so do you leave it all night?
No, until like probably 10 or 11 until like people go to bed. And then you, of course, turn it down.
That has to be so beautiful, looking down the street and seeing that.
I think that's the best part, when you just walk around the neighborhood and you just see all the candles, all the Christmas lights, everybody putting their... It's so beautiful. That's something that I miss here. Because sometimes when you go outside, you see 2-3 houses lit up.
It's so depressing. Like, he gets so mad, you guys. You have no idea. It's because we're walking them down. He's like, how dare they not put up Christmas lights?
I think it's just because, you know, it's such a wonderful time. It's like you want to feel like the warmth. You want to feel like there is excitement. And you just see all this dark, dark, Rose.
That's like why I always like joke. He hasn't even seen Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie. It's very old, but it's a famous holiday movie. Yes. And in the movie, it's this guy. He literally puts thousands and thousands of Christmas lights on the house. Yes. And then and then they blow the electricity for the whole neighborhood. Yes. And I'm like, if we ever have a house someday, I feel like this could happen. He's just going to like make all the electricity go. Sure. But I did mention that to him, and he was like, no, babe, they have the, what's it called, the environmental lights. I don't even know what they're called.
I will have it already.
I will probably have solar energy, panel, baby. Yeah. Solar.
Nuclear. I will probably have it all set up to never burn down.
But kind of like on that topic, my grandparents used to always talk about, like, in their generation, the generation before them, they didn't have Christmas lights. And so, like, I don't know if you guys have ever heard this, but, like, they actually put real candles on the tree. Like, little ones. Wow. Like, almost like those tiny...
How they didn't burn the...
Exactly. Tree. I don't know how... It, like, they were, like, in these, like, little saucer things. And then they would somehow, like, place them on the tree.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a little bit with the thing that I'm saying about the candles. They put it in this saucer thing. I mean, I didn't know how it was called it, but yeah.
Yeah.
So
but I don't know how they didn't, like, burn all the houses down. I'm sure they only did it for a very short amount of time.
Wow.
Yeah, and they would put... My grandma would always say that, like... They would get oranges in their shoes, like little mini oranges, and like that would be their Christmas gift. And they'd be like, I got an orange today, because it was like a delicacy to get an orange. And I was like, wow, if you give a kid an orange now, they would throw a fit.
They'd
be like, where's my video game? I'm like, no, all you get is an orange, and that's it.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the beauty of Christmas, how it just brings... The holidays bring families, the community together, and that is what I guess sometimes we miss, is having our neighbors come out, having the community come out, and just bond together and enjoy this time of year. And I think that's what's missing sometimes, that we miss.
Totally.
Yeah.
That reminds me, at home, our dad, he would go all out for Christmas, and he still does. He loves the train. We have a train around the Christmas tree.
That's
so cool.
Because he's obsessed with the villages and like the whole things. And we're from Florida, so,
that's so
we
cute.
Don't have the snow and all that stuff. So we really try to go all out. My dad used to put candy canes along the driveway. We grew up in Christmas, honestly, was the best time of year, because our parents made it the best time of year.
They went
all
out.
I think that's why we love this time of year, because they instilled it in us. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we will continue doing those traditions. And that's what I guess we all grew up having, those beautiful traditions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like every single time I go into Netflix, I keep putting in my list all the Christmas movies. Even though,
but we haven't watched any yet. But we're going to
any of them, yeah. But like every single time, I'm like, oh, I want to watch this one. I want to watch this one. Yeah. They would look so bad, but I'm like, I want to watch this one. I want to watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas, I like it.
It's the best time of year, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is the best time for you?
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments, or send us an email, or just find us on Instagram or anywhere in all of the social medias, whatever you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much for listening too.
Do
we have something else?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Oh, I feel like I call it without saying calling it.
What? Yeah, and don't feel like we are judging other holidays.
No,
we're
not.
We know that not everyone celebrates Christmas.
Yeah.
Hanukkah, we'd love to hear your Hanukkah stories.
Yeah, Hanukkah
stories.
I mean, I used to live in a building where it was all Jewish people.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
And there was no Christmas tree, no anything. But at the same time, it still felt, festive.
Festive,
right.
Yes.
It didn't feel like nothing was happening. It still felt festive. It still was very important for them. And they have the reunion place for them in the basement and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty interesting to live in the building and to see, because I came from this social different culture.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting to see all of that and seeing the candles too.
Mm-hmm. Right, the menorah.
It's beautiful.
How, again, it brings families, communities together. And you still feel that warm, cozy, and happiness, that joy.
Totally. Yeah. And then you still meet a Grinch every now and then.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, it makes a great story.
Yeah, exactly. Alrighty, guys. Thanks again for watching, listening. Make sure to follow us on all our social media accounts. Yep. YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram.
Everywhere.
Name it, we got it.
Yes.
We got you,
also,
baby.
We are in all of this. Podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, Ghana, Seven, Deezer, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Podcasts. We are in all of them.
Everything.
Yeah. We're in everything.
So I almost fell asleep as you were like doing that list. I was like,
also, you can just write us at nobodyyouknow.com too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Check out the website.
So mm-hmm. Everywhere. So thank you so much, guys, right, for listening
thank
or watching.
You guys.
Thank
Until
you.
The next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Nobody You Know. Literally. Remember to hit like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Have a question for the guys or a topic you'd love them to discuss? Get in touch. You can find us on all socials at Nobody You Know _podcast. See you next time.